Seitzei la melchama alo yevecha. The Sforum will explain that the pasuk is alluding, besides Pshuta Shal Mikra, the pasuk is alluding to melchemes hayetzer alo yevecha. The whole matar of a person that sent in this oilam hazeh is to be takaloichem melchamto yishal yetzer, and the melcham is alo yevecha. Everyone has his oyev. Oyev hameyuchad loy. Every person has his nesyonis and his matzav and his tafkid. Ezu Gibor, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, HaKoivish Es Yitzroi, your Yetzer. It's not a kunst to be Koivish, your friend's Yetzer. You see someone else that's mitmoded with an issue that's not an issue by you, and it's a kunst that you could be as gaber on that. That's not the kunst. Ezu Gibor HaKoivish Es Yitzroi, O Yivecho. The kunst is taka to be, and to know what your matzav is. And it's also Kiseitzei La Melchama. Go on the offense. Don't wait for the Yetzer to come into your tchum, and then you have to be defensive about it. Fakert, he says, be toikif him on his tchum. You know, the Rav Desta talks about Riches about Nekudas HaBechira, that whatever a person has in a Soyan, every person is oimen on a Madrega, where for some in Yonim, it's Bechal not on a Soyan. The person doesn't mamish have a Yetzer in the middle of Ne'ilah to run out and eat a ham sandwich. That's not a Soyan for him, yeah? We were a little magazim, hopefully, with a few things besides that on the list. Then there are things that we're not even holding thereby, that not everyone's the Chofetz Chaim, but there's the tchum where for you, on the football field, which yard line you are, that's where your Nekudas HaBechira is. The purpose in life is that to find yourself at a different yard line eventually, not get stuck in trench warfare the entire life in the same place. So Kiseitzei La Melchama, to go out and be Loichem De Melchama outside and move forward, gain yardage in your life. The Balaturim writes, "He says to the melchama alivecha, the soife teves is oihalecha, because that's where the melchama is. The melchamta shel Torah is ba'ahalish shel Torah, matoivu oihalecha. Dafka in the melchamta shel Torah, that's where the melchama is. We know that this is the door of the ikvas of the Meshicha. The Mefarshim say that it's even past Golus Edom. It's Golus Yishmael is at the end. Golus Yishmael, whether it's the Zima of Yishmael, or it's Iran, or iPhone, or whatever those things are, that is the Melchamtai of our door. So the Melcham is Be'oi Halecha. And it's not a coincidence, we know the Parshis always come out in the time of the year, that it's always in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, we spoke, is Chodesh Keneged Shevet, God, the way the Torah brings down in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, that every Chodesh is Keneged Shevet. And we go in with the Sheet of the Arizal, that it starts from Nisan, it starts with the Seder, the Golem, Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Yisachar, Zvulun, God. God is, I'm sorry, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Reuven, Shimon, God. So Chodesh Elul is God. God is God, Gedud, Yegudenu, Vuhu Yagad. Okay, God is Melchamtoi. God is Melchama, and an Elul is the Melchama. And as we said already, it's supposed to be Kiseitzei La Melchama. And the Kotzker says, he says, when you do Kiseitzei La Melchama, so then Unisanei Hashem Alekecha Biyadecha, you go on the offense and then you'll win. There's another pasuk in Parshas Baloischa when it talks about the Chatzaitzros. It says, Kisavoy Melchama Ba'artzachem. That's when the Melchama comes to you. You waited on the defense. Then it's Vahariyosim Bachatzaitzros. Then you need a lot more. Then you need to make a rash, a tumult. It's much better. You're better off if it's Kiseitzei and you fight it off that way. We know that every Chodesh has a different mazel. Chodesh Elul is Besula. And Be'emes, we just learned now, those that are learning Daf Yomi, it's Besula. Noisnin le besula shneim osar chodesh. You give the besula 12 months to prepare. The chodesh elul besula is be'etzem the matara to prepare for the entire tchuf of elul. Now it says the Chasam Sofer writes kiseitzei la melchama alo yivecha. So he says it's going on melchama sayetzer vishavisa shivyoy. You have to take the Yetzer Hara into captivity, but he says the emes is you have to learn from your captive. When you take the Yetzer Hara, you have to realize the same way the Yetzer Hara, when he attacked us, he doesn't come to the first day and says, Lech avoid avoid the Zara. The mahalach of the Yetzer, the tachsisei milchama of the Yetzer is hayoyim oimer lo yasekach, mochar oimer lo yasekach, little by little, bit by bit, is he does a slow, tedious, but steady milchama against you. A person has to learn that who did in the tachsisei milchama back, Meshiv Melchama Shara, it's also, and this is the concept that the Balei Musa talk about, to make Kabbalahs Ketanos. That it's lav davka that you take on the whole thing the first day. If the Yetzer attacked you slowly, bit by bit, the way to fight back is also Kabbalahs Ketanos. The Balei Musa used to give a mashal about what's the meaning of a Kabbalah Ketana. And you have to know what the maila, but in the intensity of a Kabbalah Katana, he says if a person would buy a ticket, and he's going on the train, but he buys a ticket, a first-class ticket, but he wants to get all the way from Pinsk to Minsk, but he only had that much ruble, if he's going to get on a Minsk, but he bought a first-class ticket, they're going to throw him off the train 20 kilometers down. But maybe if he bought the third-class ticket, but yeah, but then he'll be able to go through the whole year, all the way till Pinsk, to make the whole trip. A person has to know. But on the other hand, the Kabbalah Katana is a gather of Pischuli Pesach Kechudei Shal Machat. It's a tiny Pesach, but it's Shtechs, it's a Machat. It's a Metzias, it's not just a wishy-washy, it's a Nekuda. Rabbi Avrom Shulevitz, Shlita, one of the Rosh Hashivas, was learned in Ponovich when he was a younger Bacher. His father was the Mir Rosh Hashiva, but he went to Ponovich. He went to Reb Chatzkel and he said his Kabbalah didn't last through the whole year. It fizzled out Chanuk. He says, if I says he took upon himself something too big, maybe something smaller. So he said, what should he take upon himself? Give me a dugma. What's a Kabbalah Kadana? So he said, have Kavana by us Yoshir. And what was the taitch of that? Someone wanted to say, because if you knew Reb Chatzkel, everything by him was Emunah Chushis. Kriyas Yamsuf was like the spitz thing that he would have picked. Reb Chatzkel the Shitasi. But I heard from the Mashgiach, Reb Binyamin Finkel, he said, what's the taich? He says, you have to understand, when we talk about a Kabbalah Katana, Hare HaMakabal Al Atzmei Kol HaTorah Kula Chutz Midover Echad. So that's Keferlach, that's not the Kairos, that's Orra Shalayokam is Kol Divri HaTorah Azoy. So you have to be Makabal Kol HaTorah. The Nekud of a Kabbalah Katana is a Dover Echad, but you know that the Matar of that Dover Echad is for everything. Yeah, your Makabal is Yosher, but then your Shtabach will look different also. You have to know that that's the Matar. No, your Makabal is Yosher, not Yosher. But you know that from the Kabbalah Katana is going to come it beyond that. Lagabi the Milchamta shel Yetzer, we have over here the Pasuk says, Lagabi the Ifas Torah, the Pasuk says, Lo Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. I think we spoke about the other times that from the Sarsholom of Bells, he says, based on the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Daled, brings a story about a person that his tzitzis saved him from an Aveira. He was looking to do Aveiras. And then he came once to do an Avera, and his tzitzis gave him a patch, and he understood from his tzitzis. So the Sar Sholem said, he said, it's true that the tzitzis will, in fact, do that for you. But he says, you have to know that tzitzis will only do that if you have all 32 chutim on four corners. Each corner has 8 tzitzis. We know that Me'ikar Adin, if some of your strings get cut, as long as Metchili had all 32, it's kosher. He says, yeah, it's kosher, but it won't have the segula of being matzli from the Yetzer. And he said, the remez ledavar is, loy is 31. Loy, dibra toira, 31 strings is also dibra toira, midiraisa yaitza. Ella is 32. Ella, keneged yaitzahara. You want the tzitzis to work, keneged yaitzahara, it needs to be Ella, it needs to be all 32, it needs to be lamed beis. We're still holding a daf lamed beis. I think some of the shiurim already have to daf lamed gimel. You have to do it with the kol, with kol liba, the melchamte shall neged yaitzah has to be tackled with kol alev. The Megal Al Mukas brings, and the Makar for this Bemis is in the Zohar, we're talking about Chodesh Elul and the Mulchama. The different Chadashim we spoke has Shaykhs, the different Shvatim, but it's also brought down that Chodesh Nisan Ir and Sivan is Shaykh to Yaakov. We have Pesach and Pesach Sheni and Shavuos. Tammuz Avin Elul is Shaykh to Esav. Shemos and the Tammuz and Tishabov. So again, Nisan Ir Sivan is going uphill as Yankov Avinu. And then afterwards, Tammuz of Elul is Esav. But on Elul is a machloikis. V'yadoi oichezes ba'akev Esav. Esav was originally called Osui. He was complete. He had a yud. Besides Ayin Shin Vav, he had a yud. And Yaakov was Ekev. He didn't have the yud. Chodesh Elul, you have to know, we spoke the other times, every Chodesh has an ois. The ois of Chodesh Elul is yud. Bene Esasko always means. So Elul, the yud of Elul, is the tug of war. V'yadoi oichezes ba'akev Esav. Elul is the Mulchama. It's really shayich to Esav. Nisan Ir Sivan is Shaykh to Yaakov. Tammuz Av Elul is Shaykh to Esav. And Tammuz we had Peronis and an Av we had Peronis. But in Elul, there's that tug of war of that Yud. The Osui, the Yud gets taken away from him and it turns into Yaakov. From Ekev, it's Nepach to Yaakov. Eventually, Esav L'Asad Lavi also loses his Vav. And then he turns into Ash, which just means like he gets moldy and rusted. And the Vav goes to Eliyahu, because there's places where it says Chaser Vav, and that's already Be'ezer Shem Lossed, but that's a separate issue. But the Yud, the Melchama in Elul, is about that Pintala Yud, and being Mahapich, that Pintala Yud, from Osui, and turning him into Esav, and making Ekev into Yaakov. That's the Melchama on that Pintala Yud, and it's at the end of the year, and Acharis is 619, and one more to get to Keser, the Rosh Hashanah, is that pintle, mamash, that one little nekuda from 619 to 620 is the pintle of Yud. Yud, of course, is 620. That says in the Zohar, Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalid, which is Gematria 20, which is Esrim, and Esrim is 620, as we stated. So the pintle yud, in the pintle yud, lick the entire keser. You know, there's aseres hadibris, but there are 620 oisiyos in the aseres hadibris. Because in the pintle yud, lick the vast potential of the entire keser, and in that milchama, on that pintle yud in Elul, is everything from turning achris into keser, and that's what we have to do. And the way we do that is shtaygin mitoy simcha. That's what we have to do. She said the Torah went and said that you're allowed to take the Yifas Torah. He says you have to understand that the Melchemes HaYetzer, when if the Torah would have said it's Usr, then the Hisgabras HaYetzer would have been even starker, because that's the way it works in the Zelu Umazeh. After this, that the Torah came and said that it's not Usr, so the Yetzer is Loichim less, and that gives you the power to Yebi Misgaber and eventually not take the Yifas Torah. That's the reverse, double reverse psychology system of it. There's another interesting pshat that they say over was, I heard this from Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky. Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky was in London for a few years. After he was in Russia originally. He was in a lot of different places. He was in Siberia. So he used to meet with students, with mamash, with maschilim, people that didn't have too much shaykhus to Yiddishkeit, and trying to give them chizuk. It's actually interesting, I interrupted myself, but there was a story once, he had to be made in a court case in London, and the judge, the long wig and everything, they asked him, he says, you're the chief rabbi, you're the highermost source for psak halacha in the Jewish world. He said, yeah, vada. He said, one second, but doesn't it say in the Torah about being anova, Moshe Rabbeinu, anov? He says, yeah, but I'm under oath now. Say the truth. So anyways, he was speaking with the students, And he was telling them that this the Yifas Toyer teaches us a Moira de Kazakh. Yifas Toyer teaches us that you can do anything. And whatever the Torah demands of you, don't think it's beyond me, it's not my Madrega, I'm not holding thereby. You can be misgaber on any Zahiris of an Isser, and you can be misgaber on any Zahiris of an Essay. For Horaya, the one place where the Torah made a cheshbon and felt maybe you're not going to be able to hold thereby, so the Torah says, okay, there's a bending of the rules, you can take the Yifas Toyer. Yard the Torah of the Zayt Naita. So anywhere else, that's a Shpar Ois, that anywhere else it's Nishta Zayt Abstait. So then yes, you can, and you're talking to be able to be Mesugal to do that. Yeah. Then you have the Ben Sayyid Rumayra, Einenu Shemeya, the Kal Aviv, who we call Imoy. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Im Ein Imoy Va'aviv Shavim B'Koil Eini Nasim Ben Sayyid Rumayra. The Taich is, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in Orchas Yosher, parents, the father and the mother, have to be speaking in the same voice. In the same voice means they have to be being mishader, they have to be broadcasting here the same, they have to be on the same page, both of them. Chlape, the kid. If the kid is getting mixed messages, then he won't get the oynish of Ben Sayyid Ramayr, because then it makes sense that he's confused and look what happens to him. It has to be that Ove vi'imoy medabrim b'koil echad. When they're medabrim b'koil echad, then you could have the parsha of Ben Sayyid Ramayr. Now, of course, there's a stira, the Marsha already has to be shown. We already talk about this in Rosh Hashanah. That on one hand, the Ben Sayyid Rumayr is Nidan al Shem Soifoy. Mitzad Sheni, we know that Basher Husham, it's a Bazunda Rechidish, it's a Parsha Shabetzim Lehoyev Lenivra, but to be Mkabal Schar, but it's a limit of a Parsha, the concept of what we're supposed to learn out, the message from the Ben Sayyid Rumayr. There's a Maisa once with Rabbi Yoel Misatmer. He met with someone from Eretz Yisrael, and the person said, speaking in modern Hebrew, the Sam Rebbe wasn't a big fan of that. He said, I'm a Moreh, a teacher, a Moreh. So he said, Moreh, Ben Sorer, Moreh. This is how he was. And someone else came to him once with his anacle, and the person was, the Altaheim was a Heimisha, but he became a little bit more modern. He says, this is my anacle, Michael. He said, Efshe, the anacle is Michael. The anacle is a Michael. There's a very interesting shayla. Rashi brings, it's a chazal, Yorod the Torah, the Soif Daitoi, what's going to be Lashem Soifoi, Soifoi, Melastein, Habriois, the Horgon, and therefore, we should kill him now. The shayla is, Frech Rabbi Shmuel at this, but another professional book about this also, it's the Oynish Misa of the Ben Soir is Skila. Why skila? If you're killing him al shem soifai, al shem soifai is ritzicha. You're saying he's going to be molesting the briyos, the horgon. So you're preventing and killing him now as ritzicha. So he deserves saif, hereg. Why are we giving him skila? So you could say because maybe he's going to kill him on Shabbos also, and then he'll get skila. But he says a different type. He says, you're the Torah of the Soif that Avad is going to do all kinds of Averis. He's going to be Mechal Shabbos also. But as this day he's going to be Mechal Shabbos, Al Shem Soif, we wouldn't kill him now. Let's wait and see what happens. And maybe, if he is, we'll kill him then. We're killing him now because he's a menace to society. He's going to be killing people. That's why we're making the Cheshbon and working out what he's going to do with the Soif. But if we're already making the Cheshbon what he's going to do with the Soif is also going to be Mechal Shabbos, and the most chomer oinish is skila. So Avada, once we're taking that into Cheshbon, we upgrade him, yeah, he gets an upgrade with points, and he gets skila. But the reason we were madish the Malast and Bria is because the reason why we're Cheshboning his Osid is not Pratis on him, because as him, well, let's wait, it's other, yeah, other name. We're protecting the Tzibor, that he's going to be Malast in the Brias, to society, it's a Tziburi thing. Now, once we're making the cheshbon, then we give him skila. Now, that's like the man di yomer. Skila is the most chomer. There's a man di yomer that sreif is the most chomer. He says another pshat, Rabbi Shmuel like this, and he says, you know, a person that kills a ritzeach is chayiv sayif. But he says, lo yitzir, what would be if someone was a mass murderer and killed a lot of people? The Emma says there would be a svara to say that etzem he should be chayiv skila. He's considered the most chomer of the country. It's never negay, because after the first person he kills, he's chayiv misa, and he's already a bar ketola. And he's chayiv herik. Navad, if you machal Shabbos afterwards, you get upgraded to skila. But here, you're already chayiv herik, and you're not chayiv misa for the second one. But if be'etzim you could be machayiv someone for all of the harigos, l'mashal ben soiru, you being machayiv al shem soifi, what was going to be? So then, for a mass murderer, we'll give skila tak. That would be another taich. What would be why he's gecheshbent al shem soifi? Now I had a shayla. What would be if there was a ben soiru? It's a whole complex thing. He has to be exactly 13. His parents come. The whole thing. What if itaka was nigmar dina to skila? Nigmar dina to skila, the barach, and you find him 50 years later. Place, I don't know, South America. Some, I don't know. He's at Rosh Hashiva, Marbitz Torah, big tzaddik. Didn't do any averus. Soifa hechiach al tchilosai. What do you do now? But it was nigmar dina here. But it was nigmar dina as ben soire. So you'll tell me the case is not shy. The whole ben soire is not shy. I'm shy. Telling you shy in London. Ben soire she nigmar dina ubarach. The soifa hechiach neged chilosai. Ma dino? On mitzad echot, he has a gemar din. Nigmar din in the bezdin chayiv misa. Aber soifa was mechiach nishta zay. Tzorach iin. Interesting to shayla. I don't know. Heich nedayin nedayono. Lahay dino.
The Torah says it's not
soifa. No, the Torah says it never happened. I'm saying that's why I was moisa. This zikha didn't happen. But I'm mitzad alum, this I'm clearing.
It's not soifa. When you see him in Rosh Hashiva, it's still not soifa.
It's not soifa yet, so we have. I'll tell him about the chad yom yisrael. Okay. So you're saying yeah, skila. You're saying skila. Okay, I'm saying I'm a suffik. Rashi says higia toira l'soif daitoi soif shemachal l'mom in oviv mevakish limudoi ve'ene moitz. What does he mevakish limudoi? Limudoi means what he's used to. He's used to getting this basar and yain, all these things, and he's not having it, so he's mevakish limudoi. He takes it. Ve'oymi beparoshes drachim u'malastim esabrius omra toira yomu zakai val yomu schayif. Now it's interesting, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the final, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin also says, but it was Shinoi Nusach, and I heard a very big Chiddush Pshat once, the Yerushalmi's Lashon is, Sofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shesoif Osid Legamer Nichsei Ova V'Imoi, V'yeshev V'proshes Drochim, V'yelastim Esabriyois, V'hoyreges HaNefoshois, and then it adds, V'soifer L'Shakeches Talmudai, which Kipshute again means he's not going to have the stuff that he's used to, but it's different words, and the Pnei Moshe brings a Pshat, Merid V'zach. V'soifoi l'shakeach es talmudah, he's going to forget his learning. I'm all he learned in Yishitza, he's going to forget. Yeah, we're talking about someone already, he's Yoshev Proshes Drochim, Mekapeach Abriyas, Hoyrig Nefoshes. Say that. Abel soifoi l'shakeach es talmudah, forgetting the learning. Because ha'or shaboy machzir l'mutav. After you're already saying Reitzeach, aber there's a darga, soifoi l'shakeach es talmudah. Because if it didn't get to that view to tachtoino, he's already heard in the fashas, but he didn't get to the duta tachtoin of Meshakeyach es Talmudai. So he still has the Or Shavoy that could efshir Shema Yachziron. Yeah, there's a lot of sukkis over here. We'll touch some of them. Hashavas Aveda. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Abbas Chesed that Hashavas Aveda is lav dafka on a chayfetz, on a behema or a kli, that you find. What if you see a person who's farblonjit? He's an oni, and he has chesaron mitzad parnosa. Or he's lost. He's lost his ways, is not working. He's going in the wrong direction. His gashmiyistik ways, his ruchniyistik ways, his kosher ways, all the different kind of ways. But he's lost, he's farblonjit. You need to do hashavas aveda. A person could do hashavas aveda with himself also. Yes, a person could do hashavas aveda with himself. I saw once it says, Choy lepotim in asukah. There's a machlokes rishonim. One of the rishonim say in Chiddush, Choy lepotim in asukah because he's oisik b'mitzvah. He's being mavri himself. He has to be mavri himself. You have to be meshev es ha'aveda la'atzmecha. That's also part of meshev aveda. Shomas aveda. There's a famous kasha, the Pnei Yeshua, in Ksubis, after days, in the Sugya Bori B'Shem, he has a kasha like this. It says, Hashomas aveda, you return with a simen. The shayla is, why do you need a simen? Let's say the person doesn't have a simen, but he says it's his. And he's not giving you a simen, so you're the moitzi aveda. It's not yours. It's not yours, but you don't know who to return it to. You want to return it to the real owner. And frek the Pnei Yeshua, it's Bori B'Shema. Bori B'Shema, Bori Adif. Bori, lohoitzi. Like the man of the Omer, Bori B'Shema, Bori Adif. Bori doesn't mean when he's muxik. When he's muxik, you don't need to come out to Bori. Bori B'Shema, Bori Adif is that you're moitzi from the Shema. So frek the Pnei Yeshua, let's say he doesn't give a simen, but you should be machzer the Aveda to the Doirish on a simen, mitzad the Gedorim of Bori B'Shema. As I frek the Pnei Yeshua, he has a big arichas. One heresy says is, it's a Bori Garua and a Shema Toiv, because the Bori, it's not a kunz, he knows no one else could be makashim, except for the supposed real owner, and the Shema, the Moitzi is Taka not supposed to know, it's not a race of the fact that he doesn't have a derech al the Shema. Why don't you remember if you did or didn't borrow the money or pay the money? There's a race on the Shema. Another terrorist says, Pnei Yeshua says that Bori doesn't work against Roiv, over here there's a Roiv, the Roiv of the world, it could be anyone else's. And he has various other neschois. There's a famous Vart, Reb Chaim in Stencil, he says a different shot, he says, Be'emes you're right, it's Bori v'Shema. But there's a Gzeres HaKosav that says Ad Droish Achicha. The Gzeres HaKosav of Ad Droish is saying, now you can ask, maybe Ad Droish should be Megala Bari Lavod, but we say no. Ad Droish tells me that by Aveda there's a Basundar Adin, that the Moitzeh has to be Doirish with a Simen. Reb Chaim is Moisef, he says, we know the Gemara says that Surba Meirabonon doesn't need to give a Simen. It's all Shaila, why? The Gedarim of it. But Reb Chaim wants to say a Chiddush, Surba Meirabonon, if you Masalik the Ad Droish, at the end you're giving it to Mas Bari Veshema, Peneshu was gerecht. You're giving it to Masbari B'Shema. Tzorbim Rabbanon, for whatever reason, the Hezbollah is that there's no Adroish. After there's no Adroish, then you're giving it to him Taka as the Tvias Ayin. He recognizes it's his. Which, Bechlal, you have to know, it's a fascinating concept, Tvias Ayin. Sometimes you don't need a Simen. Sometimes you don't need a Simen. You have Tvias Ayin. Now, my name is Moshe Aaron Friedman. You know that it's me. How do you know I'm not David Finkelstein? So you can say, I have a Simen. I see his nose, his mouth, his fingers, the yarmulke, this. Oh no, you see it, Tvias Ayin. Tvias Ayin is Harvey May Aver, was Simon. You know, there's Simonim, but then there's something beyond Simon. It's not 42, right? A computer can recognize with 42,000 facial distinction things. No, it's more than that, it's beyond that. It's, you see, sometimes you see the Zach. Azoy is Emuna. Sometimes people think in Emuna it's Simon to the Bashefer Azoy, Simon Azoy. It's beyond Simon, there's Tvias Ayin. Yesh Odin Abir Zun. There's a Darga that's Tvias Ayin that you push it. You see that, that's what it is. It's on a simen. It's in a whole different realm. The pasuk says, "Lo yiech li gever al isha, v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha." Kisayi vas Hashem alekecha kol yisei elu kepshutai. It's an iser for isha to wear man's clothes and a man to wear isha's clothes. That's a vada deraisa. There's a shayla purim this l'schoik. You have to know the gedarim about that. But there's another makar that Rabbi Yonason says that it's usher for an isha to wear talis and tefillin. He says the makar is from this pasuk. There's a remez kli gever and atbash. The gematria of kli gever and atbash is zu tefillin. It comes out of the cheshbon. It's the gematria of tefillin. There's also another makar that it's usher to be megaleach. Besides that, there's a lav deraisa of being megaleach, but bechlal. In the Tzemach Tzedek writes klar that to shave a beard, even not with tar, is loy silbash. There's also another halacha that's brought down, that, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, not to look in a mirror. A mirror buffer doesn't look in a mirror. So you have to know the Gedarim about that as well. Now there's another issue about, I saw Reb Chaim Kanevsky brings here in Time of the Krah, that giving names name. A name is also a person's part of a person's identity is a name. There are some names that are not barer if it's a man's name or a woman's name, right? You don't name a girl Moshe, and you don't name a boy Sora. But sometimes Yoina, Simcha, there are names that get a little bit, you know, not exactly clear where it's supposed to be. Sometimes if you want to name someone Moshe Chaim, but the other Zayd, his name is Moshe, so you go, you want to name a girl after someone who is Moshe Chaim, Masha Chaim. You make names like that. Is there such a concept? Is there such a concept? My wife is a or anical of Rabbi Yoizel Minavardik, and we have a Tanta whose name is Razel, and they called her Razel. She was named after Rabbi Yoizel, the girl. She's Razel. We have another from the other side is Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Epstein. One of the Miroshivas, his wife is Rama. Rama, the name is, people spell it in Hebrew, they spell it Reish Mem Hei. It's Reish Mem Mem Aleph. It's Rabbi Moshe, it's Rosh Tevis. Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Epstein. Rama. So you have to know Lagabi the Gedorim of like Silva Shadat. There's a whole mechkar about different names. I saw interesting, Rabbi Avadi had a tshuva about it, and he writes that there's a name, Stephanie. He said, Pasha, this girl had two grandmothers. Both names was Fanny. It's not funny. And this one said the name after him, and this one said the name after her. Kilo after her. So he said, Stephanie. Stephanie. Stephanie is two things. Yeah? Biosiso Maike Ligagecho. Micah, this foreign bring this Rosh Tevis, Hirhure Aveira Koshim Me Aveira. A person has to make a Micah on his gag, on his head, that he shouldn't see or even think what he shouldn't be thinking. Hirhure Aveira Koshim Me Aveira. A person has to make a Micah on his gag. Sidor neder loisa acher l'shalmoi a lav of balta acher. The Gemara brings in Rosh Hashanah that by a neder or a carbon that a person is makabel on himself. Sometimes the Gemara learns out you have three regolim until you're makar of the carbon, and otherwise you're oiler balta acher. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings a brisa that a whole bunch of different kind of carbonis oiler shlamim chatas pesach, and on all of them it says if after three regolim you're oiler balta acher. And the Gemara asks pesach. Pesach, it can't be three regalim. Pesach, this man is kavua. You have to be makav on Yudal Nisan. So what does the Gemara mean to ask? The Gemara says, Pesach, this man is kavua. If it's Yudal Nisan and you were makav, it's fine. If not, you weren't. So most Rishonim learned that the Gemara's kasha is, you should be over bal ta'acha right away. Meaning, even if you want to tell me there's like a delayed release reaction thinking that you have up to three regalim, over Pesach, this man is right away. The Gemara answers that it's not talking about a carbon Pesach, it's talking about a carbon Pesach, that it's already after Pesach, which it turns into a shlomim. When it turns into a shlomim, Moiser Pesach turns into shlomim, and as such, don't think it's still Gedarm of Pesach, you get the full three regalim set. That's what the Gemara says. But the Turei Evan, he says a different shot. He says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean to ask that by Pesach you should be Eber Bal Ta'achar right away. The Gemara is asking that you shouldn't be Eber Bal Ta'achar at all. Because Bal Ta'achar means to delay. And if you delay and procrastinate, you're Eber Bal Ta'achar. But by Karban Pesach not being Ma'achar, but you weren't Ma'achar, you did something worse. You were Mavatar. And that's fairly chazach. It's a bittul essay, which is true, but it's not bal ta'acher. And there's a lot of rise to this idea that when you're ma'acher, when it's totally mevatel something, it's not ichor. It's totally. The klapi ma'advarim amurim. There's a similar shaila to the previous parsha we had bal tigra. There's a Rashba that says that if you're totally mevatel a mitzvah, you're also over bal tigra. He asks, how could Chazal take away shofar on Shabbos? What's with bal tigra? He says, trutzim chazal stakon. But he asks, it should be bal tigra. Many dachrim say that's not bal tigra. Bal tigra is if you're megareya, totally being mevatel. Is something else, it's worse. Bal Tigra is to lessen. Bal Ta'achar is to delay. To totally not do it is not delaying and not lessening. It's something else, worse, different. It's apples and oranges. It's not Bal Ta'achar. L'chora, one of the starker rayas to the pshat of the Turei Evan, because in that same brisa, when it says, Ha'oilis, Vachatas, Vashlomim, Vapesach, it says, Vahatzdokis. And the Rishonim asked it, and that by Tzdokah, the Gemara says, you're over l'alter. So there's different mahalchim in the Rishonim, but some Rishonim say, in a chanami. That brisa that gave that whole list, Oil Chat, Vashlomim, Pesach, Tzdokah, Vachule, it doesn't mean all of the things are Gimel Regolim. The maximum is Gimel Regolim. Tzedakah in Echanami is La'alter. If that's true, then Pesach also. So what's La'alter? What's Shver? Why did the Gemara ask? Mukhrut that the Gemara's kasha is the other pshat. That Pesach, the Gemara's asking, it's Bechlal not Bal Ta'achar. It's delaying it. There's Yerushalmi here in Rosh Hashanah that talks of a person is Mevatel Mitzvah Smila B'yayim HaShmini. and there's an issue. He's not, he didn't mal the kid on the, he was able to, and he wasn't mal the kid on the eighth day. The Gemara handles it, she may be bal ta'acher. It's not bal ta'acher. You can still do the other mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to mal him the entire life. But that day of Yom HaShemini, you weren't ma'acher it, you just were mevatel the Torah. Yeah, you have the parsha of Kedushin and Gittin, and Yevamos also Gepak, but we're talking about Gittin. The pasuk says, "V'kosav lo sefer krisos." Tosfos in the beginning of Gittin brings that at Get, the minhag is to have 12 lines. And he says, why 12 lines? So he says, because the Torah says sefer krisos. And he says, if you open up a sefer Torah, and it says in the Torah, over here, in the Torah, he says, write the Get, we're on a sefer krisos. So he says, what does it mean, a sefer krisos? Look at a sefer Torah, that there are lines between sefer Bereshis and Shemais. And that's called sefer krisos, because, you know, this Bereshis, Noyach, Lechotho, Sarah, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi. Then there's a few lines that's koiris between Bereshis and Shemais. That's the sefer krisos. How many lines are there? There's 4 lines between Bereshis and Shemais. Then there's another 4 lines between Shemais and Vayikra. Another 4 lines. So, and the Torah is saying, write the Get. We're in this sefer that you're reading now. Write the Get. Don't write it on top of Parshas Miketz. Write it in the sefer krisos. How many lines is that? So the Torah says, Be'etzim, it's 16 lines, because there's 5 chamoshim, and there's 4 lines between each. So he says, nevertheless, we only have 12, not 16. Why? Taisus brings because the hefsek between Mishnah Bamidbar and Mishnah Torah is not Mishnah Torah is any other to be chazer what it was before, that doesn't count. Other Rishonim say a little different. They say we do count the hefsek between Mishnah Torah and Bamidbar, but it's not really 4 lines. It's only 3 lines because a lot of times you have 1 line hefsek even by other parshiyos. So the extra is only 3. So Bekitza Taisus says it's 3 times 4, and the other pshat is 4 times 3. Either way, that gets to 12. Either the 3 lines 4 times between the 5 chumashim. Or the 4 lines between the 4 chumash and the 3 lines. And that's how you get to the minig of writing a get on 12 lines. Because you're writing the get on Yena Sefer Krisos. Now, there's a memra from the Goin that the reason it's called get, well, Tosfos actually means it's called get, because get is gematria 12, right? But the Gros says that get is because the letters Gimel and Tes are never found together next to each other in Tanakh. But I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings that. That's not the only Tziruf Oisius that's not. There's also Gimel Kuf, Zayin Tzadi, and Samach Tzadi. So maybe call it a Zetz, or a Jack, or a Tug. No, so the Pshat is, it's called Get. It's called Get because a Tziruf of both of these things. Yes, on one hand, it's because the Gimel and the Tess are not next to each other. But also, we want the Gematria of 12, right? Zetz, and those other ones don't have the Gematria of 12. Now, we don't only want to go with the gematria of 12, because then you didn't have to call it a get. You can call it a doch, or an 12 times, right? There are a lot of ways to get the gematria of 12. But the tziruf of both. Now, the Chassam Sofer, in the beginning of Gittin, he brings, that is the Chedush Yom Shemar, he brings that there's an Evan Achas that has, it's I guess, some kind of anti-magnetic thing, that it's megarish kol chavrei sel. It's called gita. So that get, that stone, is megarish chavrei sel. On the other hand, there's also a pshat who brings that biyachad, ish v'isha, biyachad, but the letter between beis and dalet, if you want to separate the biyachad, biyachad is beis yud ches dalet. So you have beis and dalet. What letter is between the beis and the dalet? The gimel. That comes interferes between the beis and the dalet. And between the ches and the yud, interferes a tes. So the gimel and the tes is shtering. It's what's mafsik, it's koiris between the biyachad. He also brings this a pasuk in Mishlei. The Gemara Betzim brings in Yevamos Isha Ra Mitzvah Lagarish Shenemer Garish Letz V'Yotza Midoin, and he says Get is Gematria Garish. Right? No, but I forget the Miluya. You write it out. Gimel is Gimel, Yud Mem Lamed Tes is Tes Yud Tov. So Get B'Miluay, Get B'Miluay is Gematria Garish. So that's another reason why a Get is the Sefer Krisos of Garish. Now, the Mishnah in the end of Gittin says, a machlokes tanoim, what is a siva that warrants that you're supposed to divorce your wife? It's a machlokes tanoim. Beis Shammai says, only if it was matzah be'erves davar. Beis Hillel says, hikdicha tavshiloi, right? Which I heard once a pshat, she burnt half the food and gave him the burnt half. She said, yeah, your tavshiloi, your half got burnt. Or it could just mean she burnt everything, but Hikdicha Tavshilei. Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu Motza Acheres Noah Heimenu. So it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Now I saw a fascinating concept. It says, the famous Gemara in the end of Makkos, that in the end of Makkos it says, everyone knows the story, that Rabbi Kiva, Sochak, and all the other Tanoim that were with him were crying, And he said, why? He says, because Shmuel and Hilchot. I said, that's why we're crying. He said, that's why I'm laughing. So the Taich is, Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds Afilu Motza Acheres Noahim. That means warranting for divorce is just if Hashem, the husband, not a Moshe, it's Emes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have found someone else. Seeing Shmuel and Hilchot, the desolate situation that it's in, now it's not, unfortunately, but the desolate situation of Shmuel and Hilchot represents that Hashem didn't find someone else. Because Azoy, Rabbi Kiva Lashitosi was very worried. Motza Acheres Noahim Menu is ready. Is an ila for Gerishin. So he was somach that he saw no, that it's Shul and Mechubay, it's desolate, it's no one. But come on, that's it, Rabbi Kiva. Now, according to Beis Shammai, the only ila for Gerishin is Motzav Erbis Dover. Frek the Yerushalmi in Soif Gittin. Shua talks about this kash also. So then why is it an Isser of Machzir Grushasai? Why is it necessary? Or why is it necessary the Isser Grusha Lekoyim? She's anyways was Mizana. And a Kohen is Usr to a Zoyno. And Mahzir Grushasai also, what would it be Nigeya? She was already Mizana Tachtav. So there's a Tariq that maybe the whole Machlaikis Tanoim is only by Geirishin Minha Nesuin, but Geirishin Minha Erisin doesn't have to be because of Matzav Erev's Dover. Also Bechlal, Avad Lekuli Alma, if it was Avar the Girsha, even if not for Erev's Dover, it is a Geirishin, and she's considered a Grusha, and she's also a Kohen. But I saw once an interesting ha'ara. Rabbi Kiveger asks a kasha like this. He says, what's the raya? Maybe Taka will get hung up on the kasha. The only way for Gerishin is because it was Matzav Erev's Dover. Aye, it's Matzav Erev's Dover, so then she's Osir anyways because it was Mezana. What do you need Grusha L'Koyim? What do you need Matzav Roshosa? No, it was Nisbarer afterwards that it wasn't true because of Edom Zoymimin. The Edom that were made on the Erev's Dover were found not Hakosha, worse, Zoymimin. So it turns out it wasn't. And for such a case, it was Motzav Erev's Dover, so it was Girsha, but it's not Soita, and it wasn't Mizana, because it was Nimsu Zoyman. So Rabbi Kiveger asked this Kashi, he asked it on the Yerushalmi, what's the Yerushalmi's Kashi? It's possible that it was Motzav Erev's Dover, but then it was Nimsu Zoyman. So the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiveger's son-in-law, told him a teretz. He said, it can't be going that the Pasuk over here is the Edom Zoyman, because the Pasuk, if you realize, it says, Ki Yike Cheshisha, and then he goes, and he dies, and then someone else takes her. So Rashi brings, the second guy took her, Soifai that he's also going to divorce her because he took someone who was sent out because she was Matzav Erev's Dover. If it was Nimsu Zoymimin, so why does he deserve to be punished for what he did after what she did? Because it turns out it wasn't true because it was Nimsu Zoymimin, so why does he deserve it? Elamai, so I want to say Rabbi Kiveger held no, but he didn't know that yet. The Shaita, you have to know, this din of Soifai Lisa'eno because he took someone he wasn't supposed to, is that true of Klapi Shmaya? I mean, she knew the truth. She knew the truth, but he didn't know, the second husband didn't know that he could rely that she knows the truth that really she wasn't Mizan. Right? Also the Zoymin, maybe they could found Zoymin, Zoymin, you can continue the Cheshbon. But that's about, it's a Machloikis Rabbi Kiva Eger and Chassam Sofer, if by Nimsu Zoymin, is that a Siba to say that it's considered that it would still be the case that he deserves to divorce him. Now there's a Marit de Gazach from the Senegoyrin Shal Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzimi Baditchev. He says on this concept that Gerishin, he spoke before, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is a Zivug, he says like this, the Pasuk says, you know, Hashem sent us out, and at the end of Eicha we say, Kiyim ma'ois ma'astanu, katzafta leinu ad ma'oid, and then again we say, Hashiveinu. He's saying like this, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you would have divorced us because it was Matzav Erev's Dover, then it's a problem, you can't take us back. But it's not, it was only Kiyim ma'ois ma'astanu, it was Ikdach Tavshila, it was Matzav Erev's Dover, it wasn't us that reason. Oy bazoi, Hashiveinu, and Hashem should taka be able to take us back, which is avada. It's not, like I said, it's not a mushal, it's taka the metzias, that the chibur of Klai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a zivug. And we have to taka be working dafkan elul. We said, you know, I don't know if I said this last week, that there are so, those that say not to make chasnas an elul. The liturgy of Yeshiva is almost a mishta chasnas elul. So I heard over from Rabbi Yenison David, Rosh Yeshiva Pachad Yitzchak, he said, if someone thinks the concept of not making a chasnas elul, either he doesn't know what a chasnas is, or he doesn't know what elul is, or maybe both. But if you understand what a zivug is and what a chasna is, avada, it's besula nisus, besula elul, it's besula, that's not what we're supposed to work on, a zivug and our chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If you kill multiple people at once,
you should be chasna. Oh, if it was the vasakas, yeah, you blow it up, yeah, like the Meryl Diskin, yeah. If she'll it sounds to maybe, then I'm not sure.
Is it a